And Mr. Scally, hit us.
So I've got a statistic for you today. Today's one, 9% of people admit they've done this in work and hoped nobody noticed. What is it?
Pick their nose.
Yeah, you do that the other time.
Excuse you! Excuse you!
I have noticed.
I leave all the residue around me, do I?
You Ew. Set yourself up for that one.
Excuse you!
It's not the answer, I'm afraid, no.
Oh, is it like eye rolls or had resting bish face?
People can't control that.
The eye roll.
You know, all the resting bish face.
We're not looking at anyone in particular.
No, my face, I can't. I do not have a poker face. I'm just like, huh?
Sometimes you eye roll and we're like, oh God, did we say something? You're like, oh no, I didn't mean that one. And it's like, oh God, right, okay.
No, if I eye rolled, I definitely meant it.
Oh, well, you just say you don't. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not the answer.
Scally, is it do a bum burp?
Ew.
That's a polite way of putting me
up. A bum burp. Like, ew. Just say windy, dude.
Windy. Sorry. There's such a big difference here between a bum burp and a windy.
There is a bum burp.
It's not a Trump, no.
Trump. Oh, my God. A Trump.
No, it's not that. Even though I think Cooper thinks he gets away with it more than he does.
No, he doesn't. It's windy central in this studio with Cooper every morning. Yeah.
Then you bring your eggs in and it's a whole different story. Yeah.
I haven't brought my eggs in today.
Thank God. Thank God. Is it come in late and hope that nobody noticed you coming in late?
Oh, yeah. You'd kind of blend in and talk to someone and say, I've been here for ages. And you just heard the door slam as the
car. Una's really good at doing
that. How would I manage that? Would I need to be on time? There's no way I'd get away with that.
I actually heard a great little tip if you are late. Don't bring in a bag with you. Just bring your laptop in your hand so it looks like you're just coming from a meeting in another room. Yeah.
That is a very great shout.
That's creative.
Lady's got 10 bags with her when she comes in.
I do. The bag lady.
She literally looks like she's going on holiday sometimes when she enters into work. Big suitcase coming by her. Okay. Services. We're all wrong.
All wrong. Yes. 9% of people admit they've done this in work and hoped nobody noticed. What is it?
And Scally's here with a little fun fact for us this morning, sir.
I do indeed. Yes. It's my statistic today. 9% of people admit they've done this in work and hoped nobody noticed. What is it, please?
Is the answer to survey says fall asleep at their desk, Patrick and Nace.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I think you're thinking deeply.
Yeah.
And you're not.
Sometimes it just can't be helped. You have to put the head down.
Yeah, you got away with it in school. Why do you not get away with it in work? Remember you were sick and the teacher would be like, just put your head down on the desk.
Yeah.
Why does somebody not say that to you now?
Even better, Micheál. The teachers used to be like, be in a colour now. And I'd be like, oh yeah, grand job. Not a bother.
Yeah.
Naps.
If we did that, we'd get the board pen lobbed us.
We should have a little siesta every now and then.
I think we should. We should introduce it into Irish culture, the siesta. Badly needed.
I think siestas are gone out of Spanish culture, actually.
Are
they? Just rob it off them altogether.
I don't know. They still have the siestas in Spanish culture.
Do they?
Yeah, sure. We've got a heat wave coming now. We're hotter than the Maldives. We'll need two siestas a day, Mickey.
Love that. Is that correct?
Not the answer, no.
Shelley in Galway says, is it flip the bird at the boss, lol? Oh, my God.
What?
What is flip the bird at the boss.
What does that mean?
Make a hand signal.
Hide a little bit, but you give
right.
it
Yeah.
When they turn around and walk off, you go,
Jeez, Shelley, that's cheeky.
Jesus, yeah. I would never do that in work, just in case.
Flip the bird roulette. Oh, my God.
No.
Sticking up the fingers.
Yeah.
That's bold. Imagine you got caught doing that, then you're in serious bother.
Serious trouble, yeah. Don't be doing that now, Shelley. Stop it.
Yeah, Una.
Give me anxiety thinking about it.
Flip the bit at the boss. I've never heard that in my life. Is that correct?
It's not the answer, no. Keep the guesses coming. Voice notes, please. 9% of people admit they've done this in work and hope nobody noticed them doing it. What is it?
087-1102-107. Scally, little fact for us. Remind us what it is again.
Today, 9% of people admit they've done this in work and hope nobody noticed. What is it?
Lloris.
Is the answer today that you hope they don't know that you haven't showered or that you smell?
Ew.
People know.
Yeah, they do know.
You don't get away with that. That's a dirty. It's not the answer, though.
Not the answer.
Dirty, dirty. So we know when you've not showered and you go,
I'm a busy man.
Excuse you.
In fairness, can I just say one thing about Una O'Carroll? Una O'Carroll always smells great.
Thank you very much.
You do. You always smell really good. Sarah, what do you reckon?
Good morning, iRadio.
Hey.
is it a wee fart? A wee quiet one, like?
Now, that's more all Bruno Carroll's street.
That's more Uno, yeah. The quiet ones are the ones you can worry about.
Own it.
They're the ones that you, the silent but deadly ones. No, it's not the answer. It's a great guess.
It is a great guess. Yeah, I love that.
Tommy.
A wee fart.
A wee fart.
Tommy.
Morning Night Radio. Tommy here in Roscommon. Just wondering, is the answer today that to drink out of a carton, like a carton of milk that's meant to be for the whole department? Or a bottle of Coke or something like that?
Who does that?
You're risking the backwash, Tommy.
Yeah.
Oh. And seriously, if you got caught doing that, people would not be happy.
Nobody is admitting to that, even if they did it. 9% of people in an office aren't admitted.
Walks in the kitchen when they're kind of midway through a mouthful, you're like, ah, come on.
You're not even supposed to do that at home.
Yeah, even if you judge someone doing it at home, like, yeah, so don't do it in the office. It's not the answer, thank God. No,
wow.
The answer is 9% of people admit that they have eaten someone else's lunch in the office and hoped nobody noticed.
That happened to my friend the other day.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Someone ate the lunch.
Someone ate their lunch and she came out and she was like, girls, did you see my lunch? It's gone. And they're like, yeah, see that girl over there? She's eating. And she was eating her lunch. She was like, what do I do? So she didn't go up to her or anything. She just left it.
I would make her puke it up. I'd make her puke it up.
But you couldn't though, because you don't. Would you want the conference? Would you actually go over and say, sorry, have you eaten my lunch?
I probably wouldn't be that bothered about it at the time, but if it was the second time, I definitely would say it.
Was that a mistake? Or was that? It can't be a mistake.
It can't be a mistake.
No, it can't be a mistake.
It's
no.
Well, that looks good. I'll have that. Yeah. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
This is my first time hearing that theme song. It sounds like it's from the CBeebies or something.
It's cool, isn't it?
Mixed it up a bit.
It's catchy.
It's class. Yeah, I love it.
That. Thank you. Really, I wrote the lyrics, you know.
Of course you did. Okay, this is Rhymed, and playing this morning is a lady in Sligo. Nicole, are you there?
Yeah.
What's the crack?
Not a lot now, you?
Not a lot. That's not a Sligo accent.
No, that's a Cavan accent.
Cavan accent, not so bad. It's a good old spin from Cavan to Sligo, is it?
It's not too bad. We're kind of used to it now, but sure.
How long is
it? Good job we live here now.
2 hours, 3 hours?
No, like an hour and a half.
Is that all from Cavan to Sligo?
Yeah.
Is that?
Oh, great.
Depends who's driving.
And are you driving?
No, not today. Oh. Not yet.
Are you doing your junior theory test soon?
I'm doing my lessons.
Oh, your lessons. Okay, so you have to book the actual driving test.
Yeah, one more to go and then book it.
How are you feeling about that?
Grand, actually.
Oh, really? Well, answer me this. Where there is a continuous and a broken white line along the centre of the road, which one do you obey, Nicole?
Oh, stop.
Tell her to go away, will you? Tell her to go away.
Don't worry. Listen, you'll do better here than you will. No, I'm only joking. You're going to do great. You're going to pass positive. But seriously, you will pass it first time. I believe in you.
Hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. So, and if I can pass it, trust me, you will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
She still can't drive when she passed it.
Hey, cheek. Okay, so, Nicole, your word today that you have to rhyme everything with, so I'm going to give you a word, and every answer to the questions I ask you will rhyme with that word, okay?
Yeah.
So your word is loss, L-O-S-S, loss, okay?
Loss. Okay, yeah.
Okay, are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start a 30-second timer. Ready? Steady, go.
The person you report to at work is the what?
Boss.
You should brush your teeth and also regularly do this.
Floss.
A sport where you catch a ball with a stick with a net at the end.
Oh, pass.
You might what a coin to make a decision.
Toss.
I put this on my lips to add colour and shine.
Gloss.
I used to love getting candy what at the fun fair.
Floss.
Tiny leafy stemmed flowerless plants.
Pass.
I love the clothing brand Hugo What?
Time is up.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so how many did we get?
So the score to beat was six from yesterday. And Nicole, I can tell you, you just fell short. You just got five.
Oh, great in the car.
Killer. There was a couple of really tricky ones you gave her there.
I don't write the questions. Don't shoot the messenger here. Okay, Nicole. So a sport where you catch a ball with a stick with a net at the end. Lacrosse. And tiny leafy stem flowerless plants. Moss.
Oh, yeah.
It's far from lacrosse that you were raised, Nicole.
No.
Me too. But listen, you did. That was solid. That was a solid score of 5. So,
lovely.
Best of luck in everything, and you're going to pass your driving test. Manifest.
Let us know when you do pass it, won't you?
I will.
Legend.
You obey the continuous line, by the way.
I will try.
Nice one, Nicole. See you soon.
See you later.
Bye.
Good luck. Are you on my tier list? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled. This is one of my favorite things to do on your show. Wind up Wednesday, baby. Yeah.
So Annette got in touch with me. And Annette wanted me to prank her sister, who happens to be the mayor of Killybegs.
Killybegs has got a mayor.
Yeah, Killybegs. What do you mean Killybegs has got a mayor? Killybegs is stunning.
But a mayor. A mayor of Donegal, like, fair enough. Or a mayor of...
Every town has a mayor. They're VIPs.
Is that the truth?
Oh, yeah. Every town has a mayor. I think. I could be lying.
I think you are lying. Yeah, maybe I am.
Anyway, there is definitely a mayor of Killybegs. Her name is Christine.
Right.
And she is a mahoosive Daniel O'Donnell fan.
Oh, no.
Oh, I mean, she loves Daniel. Oh, no. Loves Daniel.
Red flag.
Yeah. No, it's not a red flag. We all love Daniel. So Christine is organising this festival. It's called Queen of the Fleets this weekend. And she's looking for people. She's looking for music for it, right?
Okay.
So I rang up pretending to be from Daniel O'Donnell's office. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mayor Cunningham?
Yes.
Hi, Christine, how are you? Deirdre O'Donnell here, calling from Daniel O'Donnell's office. How are you keeping?
I'm keeping very good, yes, thank you.
It's just in relation to the Queen of the Fleet competition.
Yes, that's on Sunday week.
I was actually chatting to Gavin Doherty earlier, and he said you might be interested in having Daniel perform at the event next month.
If that was the case, yeah.
Great.
What did you say your name was again? Sorry, I missed your name.
I'm Deirdre O'Donnell.
Deirdre O'Donnell, Deirdre, right, perfect. Yeah.
And is it just a performance? You'd like just a couple of songs?
Oh, that would be great, yes. If we could do that, it would be brilliant.
He does have a rider.
Right, yes.
Do you know, are you aware what a rider is?
No, I'm not, no.
It's just when people, musicians and stuff like that, they go out to perform, they just like to have a few bits and bobs ready in their in their room waiting for them, do you know?
He wants a room as well. Well, I wouldn't be able now to provide a room. I could give him a room up in my own house if that was any good.
Oh, you, I'd say you'd like a room with Daniel all right up in your own house all my days. No, sure, look, I suppose I can sort that out for him. So you won't be able to look after the rider and have the tea ready for him. You're not able to put Daniel up for the night in the Tara Hotel.
We could probably put him up in the Tara Hotel, yes.
Yeah, so a pot of tea and a couple of scones with jam. Hold on a second now. What does he? A custard creams, a Nathan Carter poster, so I can provide that. And then, yes.
Why Nathan Carter? Is Nathan Carter coming too?
You'll have to talk to Nathan's people about that now. I won't know anything about that. No, just Daniel is a big fan. They're great old pals, the two of them. So there's just one other thing now. Christine, this isn't your first rodeo with a big man, is it? You've had dealings with Daniel before?
Oh, I've never had dealings with Daniel, no. I wouldn't know.
You see, the thing is, Magella knows that she knows that Daniel sent you birthday messages.
Oh, well, yeah, he did. He sent me birthday messages.
She said she also saw the two of you together carrying on at a funeral, no less taking selfies together. Ah, Christine, at a funeral, huh? Not the time or the place, if I do say so myself. So,
yeah.
Magella spoke to us and said, look, you have to promise to keep your hungry hands off Daniel because she knows you do be wanting his body.
Oh, I love to feel his bum every now and again, yeah.
So as long as you sign a statement saying you will not be trying it on with Daniel, then she's happy for him to perform. Dad, that's fine.
I'll sign that.
You'll sign it, so.
I'll sign that. No problem. Yes, no problem.
Magella calls him Dad the Bod. Dad D-O-D.
Well, that's a very good nickname for him, yeah.
It is a very good nickname for him now. And you'll have everything ready. The pot of tea, the scones with the jam and ghee,
It has to be pure, pure Irish ghee, mind, because that's the ghee he likes, okay? And the Donegal flag.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Now, you promise you'll keep your mitts off him, because Magella's very jealous, you know, she does.
Oh,
she
I heard that about her. I did hear she was very jealous,
And I mean, you wouldn't blame her. Look who she's with, you know, Dad the Bad.
Oh, sure,
I'm his cousin, and I still find him attractive all the same.
Sure, that's the best way, keep it in the family.
Oh, yeah. Christine, this is Una from iRadio. How are you?
Oh my God, I'm amazing. You are not serious.
Oh my God. The turn.
Oh, Christine, the mayor of Killybegs. Legend. Yep. Woohoo.
How does she keep going alongside you there?
I don't know.
That was the most unbelievable prank call. And I mean unbelievable as in like not believable.
What? Why wasn't it believable?
Oh, come on, that you fancied your cousin.
But why not? Dodal does. And it's Daniel O'Donnell. The man is a Dodd.
Like Dodd the Bod. Dodd the like Bod. Stop the lights.
In Dodd we trust.
Oh my God. Phenomenal stuff. You are just... You're cracked.
Big love to Daniel.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Get something off your chest. That's what we're doing today on Wednesday.
Okay, so this is from Cuiva. Cuiva's in Galway. And I have to say, I am annoyed for Cuiva on Cuiva's behalf.
Oh.
So here we go. Need to get this off my chest. I'm just going to say it. I dislike my best pal's boyfriend. Intensely. He is up his own bottom. I was wearing a t-shirt that says Nirvana the other day. I got it in a vintage shop and I happen to love the band. He goes, name the lead singer. And when I did that, he said, name five songs. I could only remember three off the top of my head and he made a show of me and called me thirsty for attention. My pal told him to stop, but she was kind of half smiling like she thought it was funny. He seems to be always there now and his presence triggers me. Even his smell, I can smell him coming around the corner. She's really into him and she's kind of shuts the conversation down if I say anything mildly derogatory. She's like, oh, he's my boyfriend, you're my bestie, just find a way to get on. This isn't my problem, Cuiva.
Oh my God.
I feel like he's trying to take her away from me. He's hogging her. He calls himself a musician when really he just plays in a cover band and plays the same six songs in rotation. What can I do, Cuiva in Galway? Now, Cuiva.
Is Cuiva, like, this situation sounds really like kind of like second, third year in school, as in like 14, 15 year old kind of thing. Is Cuiva an adult?
Yeah, I think they're in college.
Oh my God, yeah. It's just so immature of him. You know when he was like, oh, Nirvana, name the lead singer, name five songs. That's like something you do in primary school.
Yeah, name five women who enjoy talking to you, buddy. Oh my God, like, yeah, it's a tough one because the friend obviously... She has said to Cuiva, look, he's my boyfriend, you're my bestie, just find a way to get on. This isn't my problem. And you kind of respect that as well.
I don't know. I think the girlfriend is kind of the problem in this.
You think the girlfriend is the problem?
A little bit, like, get rid. He's such a red flag. Clearly he's a red flag. Anyone who disrespects your best friend is a red flag. Get them out of your life.
100%, 100%.
Like, friends come first in that.
Oh, yeah, sisters before misters.
Sisters before misters. Bros before, you know.
You know. 087-1-102-107. We need to get together and get some advice for Cuiva. What is she going to do? She can't stand her besties, fella. Ooh, it's a tough one.
Where are you sat?
I think it's a red flag. Anyone who says that to a girl, oh, name five songs, it's just like, come on, are you 10? Honestly.
It's crazy.
It's condescending,
087-1-102-107. 1-102-107. Sorry, I can't talk today.
That's okay.
Are you on Cuiva's side? Are you against Cuiva? Are you telling Cuiva to get on with it? Let us know, a voice note or a text. Cuiva in Galway has got something to get off her chest.
Yeah, she's upset. She doesn't like her best friend's fella. She says he's arrogant. And he says things to her, like when she was wearing a t-shirt that says Nirvana. He said, oh yeah, name the lead singer and name five songs. One of those.
Red flag altogether. 087-1-102-107. Are you on Cuiva's side? Are you on boyfriend's side? Are you in the middle with the girlfriend, Robbie?
Well, I think that if
Caoimhe has to write into a radio station and uses words like triggering, I think there's a little bit of the old green envy or jealousy about the fella.
Oh, a completely different take is what I was thinking was going to come in.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Maybe I can see something. Sorry, Caoimhe. No, no, I still think your man, no. Arrogant.
I'm very much on Caoimhe's side here.
I'm a Caoimhe.
087-102-107. Are you on Caoimhe's side? Are you on our side? Or are you with Robbie on this? Do you think there is a bit of jealousy there? 087-102-107. Caoimhe in Galway has given us something to get off her chest.
Okay, so very quick recap. Caoimhe does not like her best friend's new fella. He says things to her like she was wearing a Nirvana t-shirt and her friend's new boyfriend was like, oh, name the lead singer and name five songs. Don't like that kind of carry on. So says that her pal he's taken her away basically from her best friend.
Thoughts?
Says he's hogging her best friend.
Are you on Caoimhe and Galway's side? Are you on the boyfriend's side? Or are you on the best friend's side? Kelly?
Sounds to me that Caoimhe is a little jealous and doesn't understand a little bit of banter. Maybe the boyfriend was just trying to lighten the load, have a little bit of crack with her, and she's just saying it's a wee bit uptight. And yeah, maybe she's a bit jealous of the relationship with her best friend and boyfriend. So maybe she needs to have a look inwards and see what's going on.
Oh, that's a completely different opinion than what I had.
Yeah. But there probably is a little bit of jealousy there because the best friend is spending more time with the new boyfriend now. So that's kind of natural, isn't it?
Yeah, but if the boyfriend is rude, I don't care about anything else.
If the boyfriend is
rude, then that's a big enough red flag for me. Philip?
No, in fairness, if he thinks he's a musician, she should tell him go and audition for like X Factor or Ireland's Got Talent or one of them. He sounds like one of these people that if you told him gullible was the only word not in the dictionary, he'd actually believe you.
Yeah, I don't like him either. I don't like him either, Philip. Leanne in Galway.
I think for sure there's definitely a small bit of green envy there. But 1,000,000% I agree with you, and he is a massive walking red flag. I mean, what are you, five? That you're like, oh, name five songs. Like, stop, please. I think she either needs to walk away from the best friend if the best friend isn't listening to her. I mean, if they're best friends for that long, she should really be able to talk to her about it without being shut down by her. But like, if she doesn't want to listen and she doesn't care enough to listen, then maybe she's not the friend she thought she was.
Yeah, take a walk, Caoimhe in Galway.
Oh,
I agree. Get rid of that friendship.
Yeah, now I have to say that the question he asked her, oh, name five songs, that, you know, people say it when they're young, when they're in primary school, but men in their 30s still, I have heard men in their 30s ask girls that question, name five songs, when they're wearing a t-shirt like of a band. Super annoying.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a way to get out your ear, but I actually can't even do it. 087-102-107. Get your thoughts in. Are you on Caoimhe and Galway's side? Are you on the boyfriend's side? Do you think she's a little bit jealous? Let us know. A voice note or a text. That number once more. 087-102-107. Okay, so we're doing Get It Off Your Chest at the minute on this Wednesday in Caoimhe and Galway. She has given us this predicament.
She does not like her best pal's new fella. She thinks he's arrogant and he's kind of mean to her as well. She was wearing a Nirvana t-shirt and the boyfriend was like, oh, who's the lead singer? Who's the lead singer? Name five songs. So she said it to her bestie that she doesn't like him, and the bestie's basically like, listen, that's a YP. That's your problem. You're my best pal. He's my boyfriend. Find a way to get on. So Caoimhe, and understandingly, is upset. Okay?
Let us know what you think on WhatsApp, 087-102-107. Bridget.
So just a little bit of advice for Caoimhe. If you pull your friend aside and just have a chat and explain your issues with her boyfriend, and, you know, let her know that you're there for her, that it's completely her decision who she goes out with, but that for yourself and for your peace, you don't want to be in his company. And I think, you know, if she still wants to keep you and you want to keep her as friends, arrange girl dates, nights out without him. And yeah, like, he doesn't sound great, to be fair, but maybe he makes her happy. I don't know. Like, somebody mentioned that maybe there was some jealousy, that maybe you were jealous of the boyfriend. Maybe the boyfriend is jealous of you. Maybe he doesn't want the friends, you know, around too much.
So I get the point of arranging the girl dates and all that and being separate from the boyfriend, but I always feel like in a friend group you want your other half to like your own friends, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you want your friends. It's really important that your friends like your other half.
So important.
Yeah.
More important than even you liking the fella.
Yeah, there's flags there, like, yeah. If they don't.
Sandra not alone, what do you think?
To be honest with you, I would sit this one on the fence because if that's what he's doing at the moment, now he could be having a banter and then again, he could be, you know, trying to show her up. You just don't know. So it could be the start of something. It could be controlling. It could be anything like that for the boyfriend. As for her best friend, she's just looking out for her. That's it. She's just looking out for her because I do the same for my bestie.
That's what the best besties in the world do.
It is indeed. Claire says, let the best pal plough on with that plonker and learn her own lessons.
Oh, okay, so,
yeah.
I don't like that. I just, but that I doesn't mean, sit right.
Quiva's not going to get her best pal to break up with this guy.
I would.
You wouldn't have that power, Mickey.
You would. You bring them aside and you just say, hey, that's not you.
Love is blinding. Okay, you know when you're in love, they're the be all and the end all.
Yeah, but do you not trust your best friend's judgment?
Yeah, but you're gonna cast it aside because you want this to work. You want this to be true. Yeah, it's a tough one. I feel for Quiva, I do.
Yeah, yeah. I do as well. I'm standing with Quiva. Beck the boyfriend.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.